I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to our / Entitled People, where people truly believe they're the center of the universe and that nobody else matters. Guys, I hope you're having another great day today. And you know the drill. You're about to hear some super crazy stories, so buckle up. And remember to hit that subscribe button for future stories. So a bit of background. My girlfriend and I are 30 and 31 respectively. We've been dating for about a year. I work as a high-level engineer at a good firm, and my girlfriend works as a payroll specialist at a good firm too. I make significantly more money than her, about 3 times. So things were good in the relationship until I showed her my retirement and savings account. So ever since I showed her how much money I have saved up, she now doesn't see the point of working anymore, and she started framing our relationship. She now says that she's the beautiful one, and I'm the nerdy engineer that's lucky to have her. Before, when we met, she was all about making it her own way, being independent, and eventually starting her own company with her sister in sourcing and recruiting. But now, she talks about being a stay-at-home mom, driving a Range Rover and wearing Lululemon and going to yoga all day, while I support the family. We were having a discussion again about this trophy wife stuff she brought up. She said that I was nerdy back in the day and she was very popular. I told her she's not a trophy wife, that yes, she is attractive, but there's not a huge difference between us. So I then told her that had it been the case that I met her when she was 22 and I was my current age, then sure, but she isn't 22 anymore. So after I said that, she just started to cry like crazy. She starts saying that I think of her as ugly and used up and that her best years are behind her. She told me if I'm not happy to be with her, then why am I even here? To stop wasting her time. Now, I did try to talk to her, but she was in no state for a conversation. Like, I don't know what to say, guys. For me, I just want to say that I think we're of similar attractiveness. Like, I don't think anyone, when they see us, turns their head and is like, oh, she's with him because of money? Or damn, he's so lucky to be with her. I think it's mutual. She was the one, if anything, that went after my attractiveness first. I like the fact that we both work and I don't want to change that dynamic. I also don't want her to think that she's too above me and that I'm lucky to have her. I want her to think of us as equals, and in my attempt to do that, I hurt her feelings, so what's the next move? Okay guys, so while I totally think that OP needs to run away, I do think he could have done without the "you're not 22 years old anymore and don't look as good." And she definitely could have done without the "you're nerdy and I look better, you should be lucky to have me" attitude. Honestly, that would make anybody feel terrible. So with that aside, I personally think OP's girlfriend sounds like a gold digger who thinks she's better than him and entitled to his money. Like, OP's only been with her for a year, guys, and she's already talking all this nonsense. Like wanting to quit her job and drive a Range Rover and do yoga all day while OP goes to work and supports the family. Like, I don't know if she knows this, but looks do fade. If she has nothing more to offer than to be a trophy wife to OP's nerdy self, he's gotta put on some running shoes and get the heck out of there. My friends, do leave a comment on what you would do if you were in OP's situation. And ladies, what do you think about OP's girlfriend? Boy howdy, do I have some entitled parent stories from when I worked in upscale restaurants. The bougier the restaurant, the more entitled the parents get. So here I am, it's a fancy Italian restaurant. I go up to the table, introduce myself, and ask if I can start them with some drinks. So with that, the mom looks over to her son and says, "Show the lady your ID, so we can get some cocktails." So a young man, who I would not guess is older than 16, hands me the most blatantly fake ID I've ever seen. Like, I don't even know who this thing would fool. The photo was crooked and clearly pasted on, and it peeled off when I ran my thumb over it to reveal a totally different person, and the name on the ID was Amanda. So it was a very, very bad fake. So at this I said, "I'm sorry, but do you have another form of ID? This isn't yours." The mom then looks at me and says, "What do you mean that isn't his? That's his ID. I told her, well, I don't think he's a black female named Amanda, so no, this is not his ID. And I can't serve anyone at the table alcohol now. It's the law. Now, I want to note that this happened in a US state with really strict alcohol laws. If one person in the group attempted to obtain alcohol using a fake ID, I can't serve anybody at the table alcohol. So at this point, my manager overheard some of this and comes over. He says, is there a problem? The mom looks at him and says, she won't serve my son alcohol even though he showed her ID. Now at this, I hand my manager the fake ID. The manager says, ma'am, this is clearly a fake ID. By law, we can't serve anyone at this table alcohol. And she lost her business. The lady jumps up, she holds a fork like she wanted to stab someone with it and demanded to speak to the owner. She then throws a full-on tantrum and says how we ruined their mom and son time together by not giving her kid an alcoholic drink. Now the owner's heard the whole thing. He comes over and tells the woman that no, we're not going to be serving them alcohol, and that she can now leave, either via her own legs or the cops, because we weren't serving them food either. So the mom and son then decide that we're serious and she storms out, making a scene, ranting the whole way out the door. The other guests are staring and then go back to their food, with a bout of uncomfortable giggles. Okay, so first of all, I don't know what the heck that mom was thinking, letting her 16-year-old show off a terribly, terribly fake ID. And second of all, in what world does she live in where she thinks she'd be able to speak to the owner, and he'd be like, oh, you know who this woman is? We're allowed to break the law to serve her 16-year-old alcohol. Oh, and the fake ID, don't worry about that. Her son's allowed to use it. Okay, so I guess if you work in the restaurant industry, this is such a common occurrence. Because this person comments and says, around 10 years ago, I worked in a family restaurant. At the time in the Netherlands, it was legal for 16-year-old kids to order and drink beer or wine. So this large family of 15 comes in and starts ordering drinks and food after being seated. So I come up to one of the teenager children who asked for a beer. I then turn and ask him for his ID, as per instruction, upon which his parents tell me, oh, he'll turn 16 in a couple of months. We'll allow him to order alcohol. I aptly tell them, if you ever wish to visit here again and not be met with closed doors or new ownership, I don't care what you allow. The law still doesn't. So at this, pouty face galore ensues. But I got my point across, or so I thought. A soda it is. So about half an hour later, I walk past the table to see the son sipping from a beer brought to their table for an adult. I promptly grab it from his hands, walk to the bar, and make a show of throwing it in the sink. This all the while my manager's watching and giving me a nod of approval. I warned her immediately after the first round of drinks. The beer was taken from the bill. The father then begins making a scene that his son was just trying. So the manager comes over and says, you can just try to finish your meal in peace without alcohol for your son. Or, I can let you pay and leave without finishing and he can try his beers at home. This was met with the sweet silence of acceptance. Lo and behold, in the end, the grandma was the only one who paid the bill and tipped us generously for our troubles and the way we handled the rest of the family.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so as a 27-year-old male, I have many friends with kids, mostly in the toddler age group, as well as many friends without children like myself. Now, don't get me wrong, I love being the fun friend, uncle, or whatever, but I've always stood firm in my decision to not sire children. To that end, most of my friends with kids have grown to accept that, and we don't bring it up, because there's no cause to, right? I think my friends just expect that one day I'll announce a pregnancy, to which I know they'll be disappointed, but that's okay. You see, being a single, childless man, I naturally have quite a bit more freedom in my life than friends with kids. I can still live life on a whim. They can't. I can roughly predict what the next 2 weeks will hold. They can't. If I want to have my kids later in life, I can reverse that decision and likely adopt. They can't. So with that said, most of my friends with kids are still wholesome and loving friends. They love to see me traveling to exotic places, and they adore the small trinkets and lengthy stories that I bring home with me. One set of friends, however, has shown their true colors lately. See, over the past few years, I've helped them left, right, and center, financially. Now, I don't mind, because they have mouths to feed, and I know how it feels to struggle, so I don't want to see my friends and their kids doing the same. The most notable expense was $1,800 that I shelled out to literally buy them a running vehicle. Bear that in mind, that $1,800 will be important later. Now, the friends in question have a 3-year-old together, and the girlfriend has a 9-year-old from a previous relationship. Now, this couple in particular has turned very bitter to me lately, almost as soon as they found out that I'm planning a month-long trip to Brazil in June. My friend's immediate response was a disgusted noise saying, "Ugh, you should be saving that money so you can buy a house and start a family." To which I replied, "I have no interest in reproducing, and I'm not ready to set an anchor. We've discussed that." And then his girlfriend pipes up and says, "Yeah, whatever. It must be nice to fly off all over the world. Maybe one day you'll know what it's like to be responsible instead of only thinking about you." Now at this, I am totally baffled. I've worked my fingers to the bone to save up for this vacation and all my previous voyages, and to that end, I'm not done yet. I've been strictly budgeting my money for over a year to make this happen. I even gave up both cigarettes and soda to save a few more dollars per week. No eating out, no buying video games, basically nothing outside of the essentials. I work more hours per week than both of them combined. I'm not judging though, they have kids to care for, but I still earn this. And then for them to act like I'm a lesser man because I didn't accidentally reproduce right out of high school is crazy. To me, that was both laughable and pathetic. Now, even at this point, I had chalked it up to, okay, they resent me for it in the moment, I guess I'll understand that. Now, because I know that neither of them has gotten to do such a thing, I do feel somewhat like a jerk. That they have to watch me fly off to Brazil knowing that they can't afford to do much because, well, raising children is expensive. But then, they take it a massive step further and ask me to borrow $3,000 so they too can do something this summer. She even whipped out her phone and pulled up the resort they wanted to stay at on Table Rock Lake, Missouri. As soon as I noticed that she'd entered the info for 14 days stay, totaling $2,400, I realized that they had planned to ask me for this money all along. I was honestly speechless for a moment, so eventually I said something along the lines of, "Look man, I've been saving for this for over a year. I can't afford to loan any of that money out, or I'm not going to be able to afford to go on my vacation. And to be honest, I still have to recoup that $1,800 I loaned you guys before my plans are even back in the green, so I'm sorry, but the answer is no." And at this, they just lost it. They said, "All you single a-holes ever think about is yourself. You have no idea what it's like. We never get to do anything. Some friend you are, you'd rather go off by yourself than to help our kids have a good summer." Now at this point, I simply left without another word. It's now clear to me that all I ever was a piggy bank. Now in truth, I guess it was my fault for being proud of my frugality and occasionally mentioning my savings like, "Hey man, I hit $10,000 today, 2/3 of the way there." This all happened last weekend, and even today, I received another text saying, "Are you sure that we can't all just go to the lake together? The kids really need this. You can go to Brazil another time." And this, friends, has been a hastily written and hurtful example of entitlement. So I want to leave you guys with some takeaways. Number 1, don't discuss your finances with anyone that isn't directly affiliated with them. 2, never loan money to friends. Treat it as a gift that you will not see returned. If you do see it returned, treat it as a nice surprise. 3, thank you for reading and feel free to share discourse or similar stories in the comments. So Opie's friends, if you want to call them that, are definitely super entitled and ridiculous, and I think it's time to go no contact at this point. Like the fact that they're Opie's friends and called him an a-hole for only thinking about himself when they never get to do anything fun with their kids is absurd. And expecting OP to shell out $3,000 of his money so they can experience fun is even more absurd. OP should consider that $1,800 gone and just look at it as a fee for getting rid of those so-called friends. I work at a supermarket, and one of our regular customers is a woman who comes in with her 2 kids, and she buys an absolutely obscene amount of cereal whenever it's on sale. Now, when I say obscene amount, I don't mean 10 or 20 boxes at a time. No. she's not here for math word problem levels amount of cereal. She comes in and buys anywhere from 50 to 300 boxes at a time. Her and her kids usually come to the back door with three shopping carts and ask for 9 to 15 cases of cereal, depending on how much we have left in stock. She's gotten denied service a few times. Like one time, she even tried to buy an entire pallet of cereal, 5 boxes per transaction, the day before Thanksgiving. Now, management cut her off after 18 transactions, which is 90 boxes, because her order was holding up the lines for 3 of our 7 operational registers. The stock department manager absolutely despises this and has told the woman on multiple occasions that if she's going to purchase more than 3 cases of cereal, she has to call a few days before she comes in so they can order extra cereal. But she always claims that she won't know what she'll need until she comes in, and she refuses to. So this happened to me on Sunday, when I was the only person working in my department. I had just finished emptying the baler when Cereal Karen pokes her head in the storage room and says, "Hey, could you get me some cereal?" I scanned our sale pallets and she said, "It's on the second level of the scaffolding." Now, the scaffolding she was talking about is the same kind of scaffolding that you'll see at a wholesale club like Costco, Sam's Clubs, or BJ's Wholesale. So I tell her, "Unfortunately, I can't get that down for you. I'm not authorized to use the equipment needed to get that down." She then asked, "Is there anyone who can get that down for me?" And I responded, "Unfortunately, I'm the only one on at the moment. The full-timer who normally works with me on Sundays has the day off." So at this, she sighed and asked, "Could you just do it for me this one time?" And I responded with, "No, I'm not authorized to use the machine needed to get that down." And she said, "Seriously? You can't just do it this one time?" I told her, "No, I can't do it this one time. I'm not allowed to use the machinery, nor do I know how to use it. If I get caught using that equipment, I will not only lose my job, but I could potentially face legal trouble and steep fines should I damage something or injure myself." She then huffed and went, "Fine, I'll just get the manager. He'll do it for me." So a few minutes later, the front-end manager walks into the storeroom with a woman in tow and says, "Hey, OP, are you authorized to use the power lift?" To which I responded, "Nope." So he asked, "Is your coworker here?" And I replied, "He's off today." So the front-end manager then turns to Cereal Lady and says, "I'm sorry, but that product is unavailable today. There's no one who can get that down." The Cereal Lady then shrieks and says, "You're a manager. Can't you get that down for me?" And the manager responds with, "Well, I wasn't trained on that equipment because this isn't my department, and therefore, I'm not allowed to operate it. You're gonna have to come back tomorrow if you want that." So the Cereal Lady then storms back to the cereal aisle without another word. Now, I haven't seen her since that day, and my department manager has since started storing the cereal pallets on the same side as the storage room door, so she can't poke her head in and demand 15 cases of cereal without calling in a few days in advance. Guys, I wonder what the heck that woman needs 300 boxes of cereal for. That's a crazy amount. This person says, "She doesn't know that she's gonna need potentially hundreds of boxes of cereal days in advance. Like, jeepers, is she getting periodically invaded by rampaging armies demanding breakfast and she doesn't know when they'll show up until they arrive? Is she reselling them on Amazon? Is she feeding hordes of hungry kids? Like, what is it?" And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our / Entitled People. Guys, we survived another one. If you missed the last episode of our / Entitled People, a Karen lets her kids destroy a store and she loses custody. If you haven't heard the stories, do check it out. And myself and Steve-O will see you guys in the next one. I love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.